This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that sales at soap and diaper giant Procter & Gamble were down again. 7 quarters in a row they were down. The company's been dumping some beleaguered brands, and its profits did beat expectations, but not those sales. And as Sally Herships reports, recent shifts in the economy could force P&G to rethink its strategy.
Fat and oil. Those are two of the ingredients Procter & Gamble used to build its empire of products. Davis Dyer is co-author of Rising Tide, Lessons from 165 Years of Brand Building at Procter & Gamble.
The first one was actually a ho-hum everyday product.
Ivory soap. Dyer says P&G turned Ivory and other commodity products like Tide and Crisco into branded blockbusters it could charge more for. But consumers started shopping differently, buying generic during the recent recession. Jeff Krumpelman is with Riverpoint Capital, a wealth advisory firm.
It's a challenge when your prices are higher.
And that's what P&G is dealing with right now. A new CEO starts next month, and cutting prices might be one way to help sales.
So price is one way to gain share of consumer wallet.
But the company says it already reorganized a couple of years ago to stay competitive. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.